The funny thing is, for many generations, immigrants to the United States wanted their kids to learn English, and English only. For them, total assimilation to American culture would bring success. But being bilingual is usually seen as an asset these days. Recent story in Time magazine highlighted the latest research that shows that the multilingual brain is nimbler, quicker, better able to deal with ambiguities, resolve conflicts, and even resist dementia. Well, joining us now in the studio to talk about raising bilingual children is Marta Medina, an educator and parent. Welcome to Casey Currents.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And also from NPR studio in Washington, D.C., Nancy Rhodes, a language consultant at the Center for Applied Linguistics. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And you can call in, join the conversation. If you're trying to raise your kids bilingual or have thought about it, call 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also email us at kcurrents@kcur.org. Nancy Rhodes, how did you get into this area of study?
Well, I actually grew up in Africa and South America, so at a very young age was just very interested in languages and different cultures. And then I went on and studied sociolinguistics and became very interested in young children learning languages and different ways in the United States that we can help children learn languages, whether in a school setting, whether at home with their parents, and just looking at the goal of not just learning a language for now, but as Beth said, preparing for the future.
And what did you speak multiple languages as a child growing up, sort of all around the world? It seems.
I spoke some Arabic, and then I learned Portuguese, and then in high school when I came back to the States, I learned Spanish.
And do you speak those languages now?
I speak my Spanish has taken over my Portuguese, and I can understand a little bit of Arabic. But yes, I'm definitely fluent in Spanish.
Well, Portuguese is my language, so we won't break into that
great.
Right now. But do you think perceptions of being bilingual and learning languages have changed in this country? I mentioned that in previous generations, there was the idea that learning English was the way to make it here.
Well, definitely things have changed. I mean, up until the 1960s, there was some research that was conducted erroneously, and it appeared that bilinguals had cognitive problems, and there were some issues with some of the research. But starting in the 1960s, the research shows that there are many advantages to bilingualism. And not only does it open up a child's mind to other people and other cultures, but also bilinguals are better at problem solving. They show more creativity. And anecdotally, according to teachers we talk to, they say that children who are studying foreign languages or are bilingual are better listeners just in general than monolinguals.
Interesting. Well, Marta Medina is here. And did you grow up bilingual?
I didn't, but I had the opportunity to learn English. I had the opportunity to come to the United States to learn, and because of that experience, I thought about teaching my kids two languages, and they went to a bilingual school when they were 2 years old.
Huh. Where did you grow up, Marta?
I grew up in Mexico. I am from Mexico.
And when did you move to the Kansas City area?
About 8 years ago.
And your kids, were they born here or were they born in Mexico?
They were born in Mexico. So at that time, Spanish was the primary spoken language.
For them?
For them.
And how old were they when they came here?
They were in second grade, 8 years old for my daughters, and my son was in middle school, 13.
Had they studied any English? Did they know any?
Yes, they went to a private bilingual school, and I think that it was very helpful for them. So when they came and they took the ELL assessment, they didn't have to receive ELL services. They went directly to a mainstream school. Class, so it was easy for them to learn everything.
So from a very young age, when you were in Mexico, you wanted your children to speak English.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because of my experience, when I was when I had the opportunity to learn English, I had the opportunity to come here and visit and communicate and have friends and see some shows and a lot of good things for me as a teenager. So I want them to have the same opportunity. I never thought that we were going to come here and live here, and that opportunity that I gave them was going to be very, very helpful.
And did you worry when you came here that they would lose their Spanish?
No, I didn't. Spanish has been our primary spoken language at home, and I was not worried about it.
What do your kids primarily speak now?
Now it's English, but at home it's Spanish.
They still speak Spanish,
yes,
to you.
Yeah, but with my daughters, they are twins, and they talk to each other. They prefer English, but at home with us, it's Spanish all the time.
And we're, Kansas City, we're interested in your questions and comments about growing up bilingual or raising your kids bilingual. A lot of people are interested in bilingual schools or language schools like the Chinese language school we just heard about. If you have a question, call 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can also comment on our Facebook page, KCUR's page. Nancy Rhodes, I wonder the age that Marta's kids came to the United States and became immersed in English. I wonder what difference that makes in terms of bilingualism.
Well, it's always, you know, we say the younger the better, just because you can, if you start at a younger age and learning another language, you can build on your skills and really become fluent in the language. And ideally, if you do start learning a language or become fluent in the language before around puberty, it's much easier to develop the pronunciation, mm-hmm, and sound like a native speaker. You can do it after that age, but it's more difficult and a, mm-hmm, lot harder to work on that accent.
Well, we have a call here from Forrest in Blue Springs. Hi, Forrest. Welcome to KC Currents. Oh, Forrest, sounds like you're breaking up a little bit. No, I think you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry. I think Forrest had a question. He said that he is not Greek, but he speaks it, and he's trying to raise his kids to speak Greek, and his children are getting to a level that he can't help them get to the next step. So how does he help them? I wonder, Nancy, how common that is for people who are trying to teach their kids to speak another language that they themselves don't speak.
Well, there are many parents who feel so strongly that they want their children to become bilingual, so they are looking for ways that they can facilitate this. And one of the best ways is looking in the school district and seeing if there are language immersion programs. And I know the Kansas City, Missouri schools have some strong language immersion programs where children starting in kindergarten or first grade receive at least half the school day taught in French or Spanish or in other areas. It's different languages. And that is one of the best ways we have in public schools in this country for children to become truly bilingual in the language.
I know in Kansas City, we have the Academy Lafayette, which is a charter school, French and, mm-hmm, English, and the Foreign Language Academy, which is a Kansas City district school in Spanish and English. But Marta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're saying truly bilingual, that's true. Because, I mean, I like to talk to my daughters in different settings so they can learn how to communicate in different environments. And that is very, very important because they don't have to get used to just the academic vocabulary that probably they are going to learn in a school or too much social language. Yes, they can. They are going to be able to interact with any people in a different environment, and they can understand expressions, they can understand the tradition. So it's I think that is a very, very important way. You as a parent, if your native language is different than English, to use it like in different environments with them.
Interesting. Well, you're listening to KC Currents on KCUR 89.3 FM. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Later this hour, we're going to talk about developments in a rape case in Maryville, Missouri that's been getting some national scrutiny. But right now, we're talking about raising kids bilingual. I have a personal connection to this because I was raised bilingual in Portuguese and English. My mother's Brazilian. And I want to pass that on to my daughter. But in my case, my husband doesn't speak the language. And I have a lot of friends in that situation where maybe only one parent speaks a language and maybe isn't even 100% fluent. Nancy, do you hear about that? I mean, how do parents pass the language on in that situation?
Definitely. That's a common model where one parent speaks the language and the other doesn't. And it's, you know, one parent, one language. So, for example, you would speak Portuguese with your child and your husband would speak English with the child. And so the child would be raised bilingually in both languages and then would very quickly pick up on, you know, speaking Portuguese to mama and speaking English to papa. So that definitely is a model that works well, one language, one parent.
Hmm. But it feels challenging because you don't want to exclude your spouse from the your conversations with your child. And sometimes it feels like work to speak that language and you don't want to make it work to communicate with your child.
Yeah. And parents do say that it's a struggle, and especially as the kids get older. Once they get into school, you know, they're not going to be hearing Portuguese probably around much, and there's so much English. And even children who grow up in a totally monolingual, a second or third language in their home environment, once they get to English-speaking school, it's really hard for the parents to maintain it. So we always just say, continue at home as much as you can. You know, you don't want to, you know, force it, but yeah, as much as you can.
Marta Medina, do you have any advice as a parent?
Yeah, that is true. All of a sudden, you don't know when, but English becomes a primary spoken language for your kids, mm-hmm. because they spend a lot of time with their friends in the school. So you as a parent need to keep working with speaking in your native language at home. And sometimes when they go to, we kind of like one day we switch, like they speak Spanish, we speak English. So, and they know the importance of keeping the language. One time we had the opportunity to go to do some shopping and I told them, okay, today I'm not speaking English, so you're going to be my interpreter. Mm-hmm. And they realize how important it is to communicate. They have had the opportunity to help other students, other people communicating, so they can realize how important it is to keep both languages. And one of them actually is learning a third language, Ali. She's learning French, so I am really excited about this.
We have a call, Julie from KCMO. Hi, Julie. Here we go. Julie from Kansas City. You're on the air. I'm sorry. Looks like we're having some trouble with our phone systems. Julie, I'm going to put you on hold. No, Julie had three small kids and is interested in teaching them a second language and looking for resources, but she doesn't speak a second language. And Nancy, like I said, are we finding that that's also a common situation, that parents are really hearing about how the advantages of bilingualism and want their kids to have that?
Definitely. We're seeing this across the country, that parents are realizing that to prepare their children for future careers in this globalized society we live in now, we really need to have more opportunities for young children to learn languages. And I just heard that the Académie Lafayette, the French charter school in Kansas City, has a waiting list of 80 students to get into the kindergarten. And that, to me, just shows of the incredible interest among the parents for the opportunity to give their children a bilingual education. So I think we're seeing this a lot more now.
And I do know in Kansas City there's a program called the Language Project that works with very young kids, I think starting at 18 months, on several different languages. There's schools like the Chinese schools that we talked about at the beginning of the show. And I think for many other languages, if you have resources or have ideas of how you've helped raise your kids bilingual or expose them to different cultures or perhaps your own culture, give us a call, 816-235-2880. 888. I'm actually not sure how our phone system is working right now, so let me say go to our Facebook page. It's a KCUR's Facebook page, or email us at kccurrents@kcur.org. Nancy, one thing that I think people get concerned about is sometimes kids can take longer to talk when they're exposed to more than one language at home. And when that starts to happen, people get worried. Is that something that you've heard about?
All the research shows that bilingual children learn to talk in a, you know, quote, normal amount of time. There's such a range of time where young children learn to talk, and bilingual children are in that range. So it actually, they actually don't have delayed language development, although that is sort of a common myth.
And we had a call, and unfortunately our phone system doesn't seem to be working. We have a lot of calls, so if you've called in, we may need you to call back. We may have to drop you. But Ron from Holden, Kansas, said that his son had learning disabilities, and I think that learning two languages may, I'm not positive, but have helped his son develop, do better. And I wonder if you know of any research on that.
Well, I have heard. I remember a principal here in Montgomery County, Maryland, was saying that one of the students in the French immersion school was having problems with in English and was involved in speech therapy. And once he got into French, he was able to do the French R's and had a perfect accent in French. So in that case, it was just ideal for that child. So yeah, you know, each case is individual, and it would depend on what the language situation is with the child. But yes, there are cases definitely where it could certainly be beneficial.
And if you have comments or want to share your story, please go to our Facebook page, KCUR's Facebook page, or email kccurrents@kcur.org. Martha Medina, we had a question about connecting to resources about learning language in Kansas City. And I think it's also about culture and connecting to culture. And I wonder what resources you know about that you use to connect your kids to the language or to Mexican's culture.
I think that the first thing is that you have to engage the students and your kids to know how important it is to speak another language. And I think that TV can be a good resource if they are young and if there's a lot of channels in Spanish. They can watch cartoons. I have some friends that they have a really good Spanish, and they have been learning that just watching TV. Of course, some of our districts, they are also giving Spanish classes. That is wonderful. But the kids, they need to realize how important it is for them to speak two languages or more than two. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. So they don't feel like a pressure of learning something different or be afraid of it. Just enjoying. And for us, it was very easy because we speak fluent the other language. So that was very easy for us. But with other families, they need to look for some resources.
And right now, there's this idea that it's a trend. It's good for kids to speak two languages. But I wonder, do you think there's also still sometimes a stigma attached to kids who perhaps at home speak one language and arrive at school not speaking English that well?
Well, for some of our families, they think that not learning, keep speaking the other language probably is going to affect their performance in the school, and probably they are not going to adjust to the society, but that is not true. With my kids, they are doing really great in the school. They are very successful. They are. We never had a problem with grades or communication or frustration because, of course, when we came, Spanish was the primary spoken language. So probably there are some stigmas, but in my experience, everything has been positive.
And you work with English language learners. Are there times, I just wonder if you have advice for parents who maybe are not that confident in English about maintaining their kids' Spanish.
Yes, they are always afraid that they are going speaking Spanish to them is going to have a big influence. It's going to affect in a negative way when they are learning, when they are in the school. But that is not true, because the biggest problem is that they can help in home with homework, and they can do it in their own language. They can read to them, they can speak to them, they can have the same activities in their own language, and they are going to help a lot. That's going to help a lot with the students.
Nancy Rhodes, I wonder if you have a perspective on this. We do hear about kids who struggle academically when they're called English as a second language or English language learners, yet we know there are so many benefits to bilingualism. Where do we make that connection, or mm-hmm. why do you hear about that being a struggle mm-hmm. too?
Well, just I agree totally with what Marta was saying, which is we definitely want families to maintain their native languages at home. It really helps the children when they get to school if they have a strong language base in their native language, and especially for parents who maybe have just arrived here and maybe aren't confident in their English language skills. We'd recommend they don't have to speak English with their children at home. You know, we encourage them to speak their native language with the children, let the children develop their native language skills. Then in school, they can add on English and learn English. Definitely encourage the native language at home. But once you get to school, what researchers have found out is that it does take a long time to learn any language, to learn language, even for children. So when these children come to this country, and maybe very soon you hear them speaking English on the playground, they may be speaking English with their friends, but the academic language that they need for math and science and really being able to write on academic topics and talk about academic topics, that takes much longer. And this was something that wasn't realized for a long time, and this is becoming much more apparent now, that these kids do need a longer time to develop those academic language skills. And mm-hmm. the English ESL teachers are focusing much more on that type of academic language on those students.
And we have a note on Facebook from Kathy who says, we are raising our kids speaking French, English, and Franglais, which I guess is kind of like the French-English version of Spanglish. They are both taking French at school to learn how to read and write the language, which is completely different from verbal skills, which sounds kind of similar to what you're talking about.
Exactly, exactly.
Another thing that worries parents is when their kids do start mixing it up. And I mean, although it can be really funny, I know in my house, I sometimes thought a few Yiddish words that my parents sprinkled in were Portuguese, and we would mix it all up, and you know. But do kids sort it out eventually?
Yeah, they definitely do. And you know, a while back it was thought, oh, there's a problem; these children are mixing these languages. But now what we're realizing, it's actually a high level of competence that they are able mm-hmm. to use two language systems. And it's not a negative thing. I mean, you definitely want them to be able to speak, you know, English and then also speak Spanish or whatever language separately. But yeah, it's a process that they go through when they're learning two languages at the same time.
And we have Esther here in Overland Park. Hi, Esther.
Hi. I just wanted to call. I'm really enjoying the program today. I was born in Havana, Cuba, and immigrated here with my parents and my brother in the early 60s. And Spanish really, truly, obviously was our first language. And as we got into the school system, I think one of the important things that they did is that, you know, like a couple of the other people mentioned earlier, we spoke only Spanish at home. And that is really hard to do. But it was a fast and steady rule at home, and we were also expected to get the best possible grades in English. But I think it's been a huge benefit. I've raised a son mostly as a single mother, and he is also fluent in Spanish and just sort of used the same method at home. I think the most difficult thing is that when you do get home, you're tired. You want to speak whatever's the easiest, and it will be English. Mm-hmm. So staying with the language that you're trying to teach is difficult. And, you know, oftentimes we get a little bit lazy, but you've got to stick with it. Mm-hmm.
You think it's worth it to make the effort?
Oh, absolutely. My son was in England doing a semester abroad and traveled to Spain and, you know, sent me, Skyped with and just said, oh, my gosh, this has just been so fantastic. Mm. I mean, I'm just so happy that you pounded me with Spanish.
Martha, you're sort of reacting to Esther's comments.
Yes, I it's just a system that you have to have in your house. We are going to speak Spanish in my house. And it's good because they know at some point they know that they have to speak Spanish. And sometimes it is easier for them to say some expressions in English. And then you have to come, oh, you can say that like this, because you have to teach them how to use sayings and expressions in your own language. So, yeah, it is amazing.
Have you looked for books, Marta, in Spanish in the Kansas City? Are there places to get books, children's books and different resources for kids?
I have noticed that almost every single school in the libraries, they have books, and actually they have them like in one part of the book it's in Spanish and the other one in English, and I think that it's very great. Yeah.
We have a call here from Nancy in Eudora. Welcome to Casey Currents, Nancy.
Thank you. Yes, I'm 74 years old, and I never had any exposure to the Spanish language, and I'm learning Estudia Español. There's a wonderful Spanish class on Friday mornings at the Shepherd Center right off the UMKC campus.
Oh, yes,
you know,
on
the
Oak.
Shepherd Center?
Mm-hmm. It's on Oak Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah. For retired people. And I've also learned some Russian. So I'm trying, you know. At the age of 74, I put a CD in my car, and all the time I'm driving, I'm learning.
That's interesting, wonderful. Nancy. And Nancy Rhodes, do you hear about that? Is there some trend of older people also learning new languages?
Definitely. We hear a lot more. Older people are interested, and it just shows that you can learn a language at any age. We, of course, talk a lot about young children and the benefits of starting early, but you definitely can learn any language as an adult, and it's just a wonderful thing to do at any age.
Marta, is there a time that you just really feel proud of your kids that they've been able to speak two languages and operate kind of in two cultures?
Every day. I think for me, every day. When they have the opportunity to switch just in 1 second to another language, when we go to a place and they help a person communicate with another person, when they are talking about their future careers and how they are going to use Spanish with their careers, it is a daily happiness.
Well, Marta Medina is an educator and parent in the Kansas City area. Thank you so much for joining
You're
us.
You're welcome.
And Nancy Rhodes is a language consultant for the Center for Applied Linguistics. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, how national attention to a rape case in Maryville has resulted in a call for a new look by a special prosecutor. This is Casey Currents.